Hi there, this is Sabrina Rojek with Sexy in Charlotte and SabrinaRojek.com. And today we're just going to do a little bit of a question and answer, and I have Marcus Mooney with me, and he'll probably frequent quite a few of these shows to help give another perspective, give the male perspective, so
yes,
just me and my ideas, right?
No expert, but highly qualified.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Okay, so the question that we're going to be reviewing is called, should I or should I not reveal my attraction to the one that I'm attracted to?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so Marcus, what do you want to know about this? I know you've got questions, and I'm going to try and come up with some answers.
Yes, well, I definitely have some scenarios. Now, you know, we're allowing our public to remain anonymous, so the names in here aren't, you know, real names, but they represent real scenarios, real individuals. So our first scenario, Ms. Rojek, are you ready?
I don't know. I'm scared. Let's go.
All right, Amy works.
No,
with...
I don't love you. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Flashback. Okay, I'm Amy. Am I? No. Okay, Amy works with Todd. She really likes him and finds him highly attractive. Todd has flirted with Amy, but never made a move. Should she tell Todd how she feels if they're both single?
I've got a bunch of questions first. My question, how long have they known each other? How cool are they? Have they hung out already? Like, that kind of determines. So these people, we're going to pretend that they don't hang out and all of that stuff.
They work together, and if, they, you know, she said he's flirted a little bit.
And she's probably noticed. Todd doesn't sound very, no, that's fine. Todd's probably an amazing man.
Man, let's not break Todd down right now.
Todd's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's got wonderful qualities.
Uh-huh.
He's a good-looking guy. He's doing well for himself. He's got a job, which is a plus because she met him at the job. Anyway,
for all my unemployed brothers out there, just keep your head up. Okay?
No, it's okay. no judgments. Do you? It's all. There's somebody for everybody. So first thing though, I would want to know. Well, is Todd a shy guy? Is he willing to go to say something to her? And what kind of personality that is? However, I think things get complicated when you work with someone anyway that you're trying to date. So regardless of how long they've known each other and all of the rest, it really takes a kind of, I think, a special kind of relationship with really good boundaries for people to work together and be dating and to really just then you're around each other all the time, right? And then it's when do you reveal it, and can you handle being outside of work and then being at work and all of that. But anyway, I think that jobs can be a great place to meet people. You can see them in different, you can really get to see them in a different aspect that you wouldn't get to see them.
Right.
Right.
And you get to spend a lot of time with them. I mean, most jobs, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
You know, though, the thing is about that, like, it's fun to be flirty and all of that when you're at work and then know that you're going home and you don't have to see the person. Like, that's part of the fun, I think.
That's good.
Really? Isn't that part of the fun, that no matter where you're at, that it's like, ooh, this is fun and it's forbidden, and then you don't have to see them, and that's why it's exciting.
And it's no real challenge.
Right. Yeah. If I had to see you all the time, this isn't that exciting. And now what happens? You have an argument. Stuff goes down the tubes. Now I got to look at you and feel awkward, and do I not make contact? Do I have to get a new job? That's why, you know, I don't know.
Todd needs to be a very attractive, highly paid exec
to
survive all of this.
There you go. Now you're talking about what Todd needs to be. Todd, you're great just whoever you are. Don't listen to Marcus. I just think it's a complicated situation.
Right.
I think that it can be fun. It also depends on what the motives, I think, of both people. What are you wanting out of your relationship right now as well? I think it could be something fun, but I also think about if this whole thing doesn't really pan out how we think it's, or hope it's going to pan out, what are we going to do besides sitting here staring at each other looking weird?
Someone needs a new job.
I don't know. Right?
Okay.
This is garbage. Now I got to quit. I got to interview. I'm not ready. You know,
yeah,
I just feel like it raises issues.
So spinning off the same scenario, what if Todd's in a relationship?
Oh, well, that really makes it fun and exciting. And that's another thing that might make it really fun and exciting. Seriously, when people are in a relationship, you've got this idea about who the other person is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's true or not. And that's part of the fun. It's not what you have at home and you've got whatever aspects and strengths that you see that this person at work has, or you think that they have that maybe this person at home doesn't have, maybe that's all there is to them.
Mm.
You know, you don't tend to look outside of whatever snapshot that you tend to meet people in.
Wow, so I like that snapshot.
The work snapshot
that's good
isn't necessarily what the home snapshot's going to look like.
It's not the whole photo album.
Right,
it's just
the
picture.
See?
That's good.
Look at
I
you.
Like that.
So that's
I like that. Okay, so we won't even get into if Todd's married, because this is going to shut the door on this. Okay, sorry, Amy. All right.
Well, and I mean, that could happen too. that is the scenario.
Okay, so that was fun. Scenario number two, and it doesn't get any easier.
Okay.
Jeff and Kim are good friends since grade school. They've been good friends since grade school. Jeff has never had a real, quote unquote, real relationship. Okay, Kim has had several.
Okay.
And she usually talks to Jeff about, you know, her ordeals. They're friends. They're cool. Okay. All right. Now,
so
Kim,
he's in the friend zone.
Yeah, he's in the friend zone.
Does he know he's in the friend zone?
I'm hoping he knows
You're
he's in the friend
story.
Zone.
Just read the story.
Okay. All right. So Kim has had several relationships, and she just broke it off with someone. Should Jeff tell Kim about his deeper than friends feelings for her?
I think always. Honestly, honesty is the way to go, and you're either going to have the... And if you're really that good of friends, right? If it's been since grade school and it's been this amount of time, she shouldn't really get too freaked out. Right. And it's not like you don't ever not really know unless you're... You know that if somebody... I mean, that's ridiculous. But anyway, I think he should be honest, because now you two can decide how to kind of handle this together. Honestly, is that if you're really my good friend and I consider you that, I don't want to lose you to some silliness, or how hard is that possibly for you to be around me and me talking about all of these other things if that's not really comfortable for you.
Right.
Or I also want to get out the way. I'm going to have the question, oh, so you've been hanging out waiting for me to have a low point so you can come hang out.
Yes, yes.
So you're just trying to, you have motives besides being my friend, which, on a side note, is not too many... especially opposite sex relationships, that's not going to be the case, that one person isn't waiting for an opportunity right. for something to happen. So
that would be my thing with Jeff, especially in a time where Kim is so vulnerable. Is it that you're feeling these feelings simply because she is so vulnerable and you're so used to being the hero, so to speak, mm-hmm. and now mm-hmm. she really needs you and you feel like, hey, I can do this all the time, and maybe it's going a little bit deeper than it usually does.
Maybe that's the only reason why they are such good friends.
Right, right. This deep emotional connection. Yeah.
So if there's no more breakups, now what?
What happens when we fall out? Then I'm going to find another hero.
Yeah. You know what? At the same time, on the flip side of that, then how many relationships have been where she didn't think of him in that way, and not because she was, you know, or he or she really wasn't open to it. It was just maybe it wasn't something you thought of. Or how many times people said, after... you know, three marriages and divorces, and I finally married my best friend.
Yes.
You know, just
yes.
because it does sometimes take that realization of the shenanigans and tomfoolery to see that somebody does care about you and has hung out with you and stayed with you this whole time, didn't say anything for God knows how many years now, poor man. Say something. Get the girl win the story.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm talking to you, Jeff.
So any Jeffs out there, you know, approach the situation carefully, but, you know, be open, be honest, talk to her.
And if you're really friends, it's not like it really shouldn't be just a deal breaker, we can't hang out ever again. You know what I mean? That's just ridiculous. So hopefully, what's her name?
Kim.
Hopefully, Kim, you're a loving, sweet, and caring friend that you wouldn't break poor Jeff's heart after. He's just revealed his, because that is very sweet, Jeff.
Right.
And go for it, buddy.
Be careful, Jeff, too, because, you know, she's hurt.
Say be careful.
You know, so you know how that goes. Have plenty of tissues, a couple chick flicks. And have your listening ears on. All right, so. We're going to move on.
It already sounds like he's that guy anyway. I think Jeff is amazing. Jeff, call me. What's next?
Scenario number three. Okay, so we have Marianne. Okay, Marianne's a single lady, and whenever she has a frustrating, you know, series of events in her life, she goes to the bar. And she loves the bartender. Mm-hmm. She thinks he's just the best thing since sliced bread.
She loves the bar, not the bartender.
Well, she might love the bar a little bit too. I don't know. I didn't want to read too far into this one. But either way, Marianne's an
alcoholic. Okay.
She's got a thing for the bartender. And he knows a lot about her because, you know, he's a good listener. He's a good bartender. He serves them up. It's like, yeah, honey, all right. So what did you say you were drinking again?
Right.
So he's good at what he does. But Marianne is really starting to develop feelings beyond just coming and getting a couple of drinks and venting.
Sure.
So how should Marianne approach this situation? Because the bartender has never shown any signs of interest.
Okay, so we're going to look at the pros and cons first before I say what I think, because you should know my answer already. So the pros of saying, what would those be of her telling him? Then she gets it off her chest, yeah. Potentially have a fabulous date,
right.
Or a future life partner.
Right.
Freak, amazing, I don't know, something awesome could possibly happen out of that whole thing. And the cons are, he's going to say, I'm not interested in you that way. Right. I'm nice to everybody I serve alcohol to. You tip me well. I've gotten to pay my way through school because of you. I appreciate you, Mary. I mean, it really is just a matter of how truthful we want to potentially be, because those are all real options.
Right, right.
Then what? Now you got to go find a new bar to frequent. You got to find new friends. Then maybe it might just be Mary and the bottle at home, and that's no good either, Mary. No. If that's where you're headed, anybody, that's not really a laughing matter. It's if that's where you're headed, then, you know, go get the help that you need. But outside of that, I always think, anyways, just be honest. And here's the kind of unfair thing for guys and girls. Girls, you can really get away with very easily just, hey, you're totally cute. Give me your number. Let's go hang out sometime. And then that's it. And that's how girls do it. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this workup like guys. I don't know. I don't even know what you imagine. You can tell me what it is. But you don't have to do this workup of like, ooh, it's rejection, or should I, or do I have to be the funny guy? Do I have to play this? Do I have to do that? I literally, if I think somebody, oh my, we get to say that, you are, dang, you're hot. Like, we should absolutely hang out. And he'd be like, oh no, I'm good. Oh, okay, yeah, no worries. And that's it. That's the end of it.
Well, it's just like the selfies. You know, two ladies can get together. They can get face to face and take a selfie and post it everywhere. If two guys did that, all of a sudden, it's a whole nother scenario. What is going on here? Are they brothers? See, you know, is that father and son?
I think you're getting way
are they
topic.
Getting too close? But it's like that. It's becomes a pride thing, I think, for a man. You know, you can't just blurt out and come out. You have to have some discretion. You have to be suave a little bit.
See, that's the problem. We're getting off topic. Let's focus back to whoever we're, Mary and the bartender, and then we're going to talk about what the suave and game plan stuff that you want to talk about. So back to Mary and the bartender. I think you just need to be honest, say whatever it is, and I think that's what you should do 100% of the time. The few times that I don't think that should happen is, there are some folks you're just entirely too persistent. Like, you don't take rejection well, if that's what you want to call it, or you don't take clues and hints where people really have to directly say, I don't like you. I don't think you're cute. I'm not attracted to you. You don't have what I'm looking for, or all the rest. Otherwise, I think, and then you're overly confident, right? Somebody just said, you know what? I appreciate it. I'm not interested. No, come on. You see it above. No, shut up. Good. They already said no, and that's a guy or a girl. You are not that fine. You are not the only person on the planet that they might be attracted to. Those are the only times I would say, get over yourself a little bit be confident, but don't be ridiculous. But otherwise, 100% of the time, I think, you know, be honest and say what it is that you want. The worst they're going to do is say no, and you're not really in any worse of a position besides Mary potentially finding a new bartender.
So where in the, you know, experience should Mary blurt this thing out? Should it be when she first gets there or after a couple of drinks?
It should be before she's gotten liquored up.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
Whatever her normal drinking threshold is with the bartender, it should be way before. It should be maybe a half a drink in. If you're a fast drinker, it shouldn't be six deep. And listen, bartender, you're really hot, and you serve my drinks. That's a bad conversation, and nobody else wants to watch. Actually, I think I would want to watch that, but I would feel bad for both of them the whole time.
Okay, all right. So we got to roll on here. We're having fun, but you know, time is ticking. So scenario number four, and this is a good one, and we're gonna go deep with this one. I feel it. Okay, Joseph. My man Joseph, he's in a relationship.
Hey, Jay.
He's in a relationship with Sharika, and they have a kid on the way. Mm. However, the relationship is going downhill. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sharika's friends have been hanging out with Joseph's friends, which includes Sophie. And Sophie is a friend of a friend of Sharika. So she's not a direct friend.
I need a diagram.
She's not a direct friend. But she is a friend of a friend. She's been hanging around. Mm-hmm. And she's been cutting eyes at Joseph. Mm-hmm. And Joseph thinks that she's just like drop dead gorgeous. He thinks she's cool. Mm-hmm. So he's starting to develop some feelings here. Mm-hmm. Should he say anything?
Feelings, like he got a tingle in the tip or something, or is it they've had a conversation that he can really thinks that he wants to say that he's got feelings?
Well, remember, things are going downhill.
I feel some kind of way when I see somebody hot, but
things are going downhill in his situation. Right. Now, you know, he's a responsible guy, so he's thinking about the baby that's on the way and everything like that. However, he's really hitting it off with Sophie, though.
Okay.
You know, they're
actually conversing.
There's a connection happening here, and he feels that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, should he say anything, though?
Oh, goodness. So, it depends on what rules you think that there are in the game.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Quite honestly, I think. Because there are some people that are going to say that, and I know it's a friend of a friend, that the friends should never date.
The friends.
Yeah, right? The friends of the friends. And, you know, there's a whole lot of friends going on around here.
Friendly people.
Never date within those circles. And that would also say that some people are like, hey, you know, once it's over and they can honestly say that, then you absolutely go for it. You know, I'm completely over them. And there's other circles that wouldn't be such an issue. Now we're going one step outside of the circle, friend of a friend. Do they really matter? You know, does that still count as the friends? Because here's the conversation you can hear happening. But you knew I was friends with her. Then why the heck is it that you're going to go sit there and make eyes at dude? I got to hear her mouth.
Yes.
I got to choose who I'm hanging out with. Yes. We all can't hang out together. Now we got tension and it's ridiculous, which is a real possibility. Right. That's what happens often. So anyhow, to address the real issue is between these two primary people with a baby on the way. That I don't think me personally, and everybody has their own thoughts and beliefs and values when it comes to that. I personally do not believe that anybody should stay together for the sake of a baby. I'm not saying that doesn't mean you don't try
to work
all
it
your
out.
Options, right. You know, and that means really working it out. Most people don't really work out nothing. They say, oh, we're trying to work it out. I'm like, oh, okay. So then you've talked about, you know, where your relationship's at, where you'd like it to go, who your ideal partner is. And if that part, you said all that, well, no, not really. So you ain't doing nothing. You're sitting over there hoping the wind's going to blow you right and then it's all going to work out. This is stupid.
We're just working out who's going to stay with the baby.
We're just working out who's going to stick it out the longest until we really get sick of something else is what you're saying. So I don't think that people should stay together for the sake of babies and children. And you might say to me, Sabrina, but it's complicated and I want to be there in the picture. That part of it, I think, is complicated. Mm-hmm. I think that's the hardest thing for a lot of guys, honestly. And that can be often very unfair about, you know, when it comes to custody issues and visitation, then that's its whole own topic. So that part can be tricky. But at the same time, there's a ridiculously high percentage, and I would need to look it up, but there's very rarely that you have these kids that had parents that were unhappily married that really just had no clue. It is a very, very rare event indeed. I've heard of a couple, but it's really not the norm. Mm. Most of the time, I don't care how well you think that you're hiding it. If you two don't mesh and you don't get along, you can feel tension. Yeah, you don't have to say anything. You know that it's there. Mm-hmm. You know the stuff's not working. And so what really bugs me for the kids is, you know, if you two have your own issues, you want to screw each other's lives up, do that. But now you're screwing up and distorting your kids' idea of what a relationship should look like. So they're going to think, oh, this is just what you do. You stay together even if you're unhappy and you do this till you die. That sounds terrible.
That's horrible.
And it's garbage, but it's what we do. And and again, people say, oh, but it's more complicated and I'm not going to see my kid and I'm not going to. You know what? You two are adults. You're going to have to sort that part out. But for yourselves, you both deserve happiness. So if that means happiness not being together, then get the heck away from each other. Now let's add the friends and the circle of friends and all the other stuff like that is, I think just really even being honest with the other person is be with whoever you're going to, you know, that you, I guess you're going to be, it's outside of the primary circle of friends. So I'm not the official stamp giver on what type of friends.
Right. But I would say to Sophie on the flip side, if there's a Sophie out there that finds herself in this situation, I would say to tread very carefully, because your heart, your emotions, your feelings are in here. And you know, this can get very messy, even though you're a friend of a friend, as you stated, alluded to earlier. You know, you have that friend that's in between, you know, Sharika and you, that's going to be torn all to pieces whichever way this goes. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to hear about it if you connect with Joseph. Mm-hmm. But if you really think it's worth it, just make sure that Joseph is where he needs to be with that other relationship, that other situation. Make sure he's not, you know, playing the game, so to speak, where, you know, he's still dealing with Sharika with the baby, and he's making that an excuse to kind of deal with her when he wants to on his terms. Mm-hmm. And then he's also dealing with you when he wants to on his terms. So there should be a level of accountability for both parties as far as what you guys are getting into and what the future looks like.
Well, and then you also said something too, is talking to Joseph, right? Mm-hmm. Is talking to Joseph is, I don't think anybody either, you, nobody has any business jumping from one relationship to the next.
Very good. Definitely.
You, I don't, even if you take a week, make it a week in the mountains all by yourself on some survival something, because you really need to take that time, however, and it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You really need to take that time to regroup, figure out what didn't work in that relationship, because the thing of it is history shows that we tend to pick the same people with the same issues until we work through our own. So, you know, over here, she might look amazing, Sophie, but there again, you don't really know her like that. And right. You may be running right into the same silly right. situation because you didn't take time enough to evaluate what was really going on in yours that right. you've got right in front of your face, right?
And then you have two babies.
And that, well, okay. And that means we didn't learn our lesson we might want to regroup after that one.
I love that.
But and that's for anybody, right. regardless if you've got somebody on the side or that you whatever right. is. I never think it's really a good idea just to go jumping. The last scenario to pick though is maybe this is the real thing, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they do end up together forever. And in these beginning conversations though, is both of them being very honest mm-hmm. and open with what potentials of this situation could look like.
Right.
We already know. So it's literally, hey, sitting down. All right, Sophie. Hey, Jay. Hey, what's up? All right, look, this is the battlefield we're about to enter.
Right.
Right? There's a baby on the way. How are we going to address those issues? Because this is so fresh.
Yes.
Jay, you got a problem right now because you haven't even figured out how to address if you leave your relationship that you're in right now. This is all if he leaves his relationship he's in right now.
Right.
Then, you know, it's how is that going to look? You hadn't even had time to figure out court and the shenanigans and the anger and the temper,
and
all the crap that comes with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Let alone...
My back is hurting.
That's it. And that's a conversation. But that's a very real conversation because right. those are the things that if they did get together would break them up immediately.
Right.
Is the stress of that. And you've got, you know, I hate the term baby mama, but you've got somebody else over here squawking in ears. You've got friend in the middle squawking in ears. You know, what does this look like to the group? How does this break up the group? And do we care about that? Maybe you don't. Maybe he stays together with old girl, but that means you probably need some therapy, some counseling, and really just working through it and not saying you're working through it without having the hard conversations.
That's like saying I'm going to go buy a new car and it already needs tires.
You and your analogies.
The engine is clunking already. The heat doesn't work in the middle of winter. I mean, okay, good luck with that, Sophie, but just understand that you're going into a new situation with a lot of...
baggage.
Yes, a lot of baggage.
I mean, you don't want to say that word, but that's what the word is.
That is the truth.
You're going in, and you know, not to beat it into anymore, but that's really exactly what you said is relationships, we choose to make them so much harder than what they need to be. And I'm saying choose very deliberately, but we choose to make them a lot harder than what they need to be. But you also want to have the best scenario set up that you can for yourself and for everybody involved,
right?
That you're in a good place mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, all the rest, that the other person is, that you know, got goals that you're working towards that are wonderful without having all of the extra stuff. So when we add extra stuff, which is life, lots of us are, you know, single parents, or you've got something, you've got the family member who's crazy, you've got something going on. But like I said, you're just going in with both eyes open and being very aware and coming up with a plan on how you're going to work through those before you get to those issues, right? Because if you just go in there blind and you're just going to start swinging and the stuff's going to fall to crap anyways. So just have a plan. Don't leave the one relationship without really sorting it out, working it out, and not, like you said, not playing games.
Right.
And then take a second to look at yourself too. It obviously doesn't sound like you're going to have time to take a second because you've already put your eyeballs on somebody, but give yourself some honest moments of regrouping to see what really did go wrong and what parts might have you played in this relationship to get it to where it's at, because it does take two.
Yes. And so for all our characters out there, As far as, you know, if you see yourself in any of these characters, I'm not calling all of you all characters, but if you see yourself in any of these scenarios, just know that life is real, relationships are real, and that's why we have a real expert to help us out. Hopefully you guys have gained something from this. I know I have, just talking about it. It even took me back to some places. I won't get emotional.
Oh, goodness.
But we all need, I think, talks like this. It's very healthy, and it helps us in our everyday endeavor. So, Sabrina Rojek, thank you.
Well, what are you saying? Thank you. This is my show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, Marcus Mooney.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Thank you for your questions, and thank you for those that have submitted them. And we're getting some really great ones. Not that some are bad or some are good, but we really appreciate you sending in your questions. And again, some of these might be answered on YouTube. You can also submit at sexyandcharlotte@gmail.com. Continue to listen in on iTunes Wednesday on WGIV at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. for the live call on Fridays at live365.com, Sexy and Charlotte. And don't forget, you can go everywhere else on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Meetup, all of them, Sexy and Charlotte, and let's get our sexy on.